We're starting with Tkufa, Yemei Avelus of Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Eicha called Hidfei Yisigua Ben HaMetzorim. The Pashtus, Rashi brings down, Kol Hidfei Yisigua Ben HaMetzorim, is a Zevi and Bilam, that you have two G'deiros. Godo mizeh ve godo mizeh. The kol refei sigur ben ha-metzorim is they were trapped down. Aber Rashi brings down Medrash HaGodeh zu ben yudzayin betamuz letishebo. This is kol refei sigur ben ha-metzorim. The Marsho explains in Bchoyres that the Seder HaDvorim is that we have shivoso betamuz. This is the yoyim. This is the time that Be'etzem, the Churban starts. It's a Siluk HaTeiro, it's Yemei Avelus. And the Avelus gets starker and starker till it comes Tisha Sayomim, then it comes Shavua Shechalboi, then we have Erev Tisha B'Av, then we have Tisha B'Av. The Avelus goes starker and starker. The Marsho says that we have 21 days of Avelus. It starts in Shivoso B'Tamuz, and it finishes in Tisha B'Av. And connected that, we have 21 days from Rosh Hashanah B'Sim Chaster. The Marsho explains that it's Mamash Zeh connected Zeh. Shivoso B'Tamuz is Yom Shenisrafa B'Atere, it's the sad days. וכנגד דעת מרש השונה שטייטן ספורים אל תפקו ואל תעצבו כי חד וס השם מאוסכם שטייט ברש השונה זה בחיר של תשובה כלל ישראל חד תשבו ובוז בקרס בחתוים ובכלל ישראל זה כנגד שבוע עשו בתמוז זה רש השונה and כלל ישראל the beginning כלל ישראל cry and then כלל ישראל become an avelus in תשע סיומים and the spitz of the avelus is Be'etzem that we don't learn Teire, this is when we come to Tisha B'Av, that become also B'Talmud Teire. This is the Sea of Avelus, the Richuk from the Teire. And the Sea of the 21 days that finish in Rosh Hashanah is that first we have Rosh Hashanah, the Din, then we have the Rachmim, then we have Sukkos, and the speech is that we take the Teire and we dance back with the Teire. This is the Tikkun. Shivoso B'Talmud starts with Sreifas HaTeire, and then more and more Avelus that we also betalmud Torah, and then we start to do tshuva, and the end of the tikkun of the tshuva is that in the end we take out the Sefer Torah and we dance with the Sefer Torah. Mishneh Berurah brings down in Seif Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph shebiyomim eilu kosa v'ari sheyisavel biyomim eilu achar chatzeis hayomim v'ifkeh kmo yichotz isho. That every day you have to take your Avelus in Yerushalayim. So Be'etzem, we're starting now Be'etzem 8 days of Avelus, 8 Musogim of Avelus. Like we said, Shivoso B'Tamuz we have. Then we have Yemei Ben HaMetzorim, Tisha Sayomim, Shavua Shechalboi, Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av. Then we have Motzei Tisha B'Av as Ha'alochas, and as Ha'alochas Yoyim Ha'asiri Biz Chatzois. It's Fashidin Ha'alochas. So we'll start with the halachas k'seder ha-dvorim. As the halacha, Moshe Yedin Shulchan Aruch, Ein noisim noshim miyudzayin betamuz ad achar tisha b'av. So the halacha, that you're not allowed to get married miyudzayin betamuz ad achar tisha b'av. This halacha is not so nagea this year, then the following halacha, what would be leil shivoso betamuz? So the Ma'aseh, the Poskim say not to get married. Rav Moshe was matir to get married b'Leil Shivoso B'Tamuz. But if the Chuppa was before Shkia, l'kula alma, you could carry on into Leil Shivoso B'Tamuz. Again, Ma'aseh, this year is not Negev because Shivoso B'Tamuz is Sunday, so Motzei Shabbos is not Ma'aseh, Dick. You can't get married before Shabbos. Now the Mishneh Berurah is mashma that the Ikar Isu to get married in between Shivoso B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, it's because Eino Simone Milse, not because the Simcha of the Chasana is a shter to the Shloshes Shavuos of Avelis. It's not a good simen. Lam mesamnem, we say besimen toim, bemazel toim. Das ist nicht kein besimen toim, das ist nicht kein guter simen. Now, why we fast Shivoso betamuz? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gemara. Chamisha dvorim, nishtabru aluchis. It was the first chayta egel. Bitul atomit, hufke oir, sorof hafustumus asatoiro, ve'um atzalam ba'echo. Zog b'shulchan aruch, ve'af al pi, that in the posuk says, b'chodesh ha'revi, b'tisha l'chodesh hufke oir, ve'beis ha'mikdash ha'rishen. Ein nisanim elo b'yudzai, she'af al pi she'barishen hufke betesboi, כיוון שבשני יופקו ביוד זיין, הוא מתקן ביוד זיין. No, the other timing, when they happen, יוד זיין או תשע בוי. So we explain already in Andre Shiyurim, as they get to the Sharatzion here, that Abos the Pshat, one of Pshach, the Novi said to fast, בתשע באוב, בחודש הרביעי, בתשע לחודש, שוב קוראים. So, and then was the תקון of שבעה עשר בתמוז. So why today תקן we fast, and the second one? Is, because Be'etzem Chazal, the Novi was never conveyed the date of the Tainis. It was only the Chodesh, Atzeim HaRevi, Atzeim HaChamishi, Atzeim HaShvi, Atzeim HaAsiri. The Tainis is only at the Chodesh. Chazal later have a schus everyone to convey what day to fast. But the Tainis, even in the Ba'is Rishon, was not Hukvo Latisho B'Tamuz. It was the Tainis B'Tamuz. When B'Tamuz? So every day Chazal conveyed when. I don't know, because the Sharatzion says that יחידים אנשי מייסה אור מקביד בטס בתמוז. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a ritva that the chosen has to fast in Shavuos b'Tamuz. Why? Because it brings down a ritva that it's avelus the rabbim and it's a regel the yochid ולא יוסר regel the yochid ודוחי avelus the rabbim. זה brings down בהלוכה בשם the ritva. He says, "Vohid, shemikro mole dibra kosu im loyal es Yerushalayim aroy simchosi." In Chasna, it's not bira loches. Mikro mole mikro kosu im loyal es Yerushalayim aroy simchosi. So you can't say that the Chasna will be doich Yerushalayim. Does it the din in the Chasna im loyal es Yerushalayim aroy simchosi? Let me stick first aloch lemaisa, and then we'll go into the pratim more. The Ma'aser Eirusin, Shulchan Aruch state Eirusin is what we call Kiddushin. You're allowed to do Afilu B'Tisha B'Av, this is Shulchan Aruch. The Meiri says, in Yevamos Nunzai, not to do it in Tisha B'Av. Shema Yikav Meno Acher. Samot Nezach, even though already she's engaged. But Samot Ketchap Vais Tois. After the Kiddushin, really no one can take it away from you. The Ma'aser Pshat. The Ma'aser engagement, also you're allowed to do, also in Tisha B'Av. And again, because Shem Yikav Meno Acher, but even the Lamaise, even if you're engaged, you're still allowed to get married, but Lamaise is when you get engaged, but Metzias, it's like it stops Shem Yikav Meno Acher. Now, to make a suda in the engagement, Ad Tisha Sayomim you're allowed to. Right, in 3 weeks you're allowed to, but you're not allowed to dance. To sing you're allowed to. After Tisha Sayomim, in Tisha Sayomim you're not allowed to make a suda. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Umashonu Noyagim, to give mirkachas, cakes and drinks. B'shas k'sim ha-satnoim, shori afilu b'tishas ha-yomim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Osur la'asos rekudim u'mecholes miyudzayim b'tamuz ve'elach. So this is the din, to dance, we'll get the tapes. To dance is a Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah, a Shulchan Aruch. It's a Shulchan Aruch Shemish. But Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sivkot B'Zayim, Zog the Mishnah Berurah, מכל מוקם, מי הוא? ואוסור לאסיס ריקודים ומחולס משיבו אוסור בתמוז ואילך אפילו בלי אירוסים. זה שלב עם קרים, זה סביר לאט פיבודו נאו בלט. Why take it's there? Said, you're not allowed to make אירוסים, but you're allowed to make אירוסים without a pseudo, but you're not allowed to dance in the אירוסים. אז משבוע הנצל, people would think, אירוסים plus dancing, it's a first time מעצב. אבל סתם הטנצה לה? אפשר, זאת אומרת, זה צור משנה ברורה. אבל האורס דה אירוסים בלייסוד אלה כשמחה. וכל שכן שמוזר אסס כסיב אסטנועים. ומכל מוקם אוסו לאסיס ריקודים. ואפילו בשבס. אוסו לאסיס סודה בשביל האירוסים. מיהו, מה שנוהגים לאכול מן המרקחס, לא מיקרא סודה. אבל באופן אסס ריקוד ממחול את השבוע עשר בתמוז ואילך אפילו בלא אירוסין. שבוס אס, you think that maybe only with אירוסין. ומשדם לא, יפעם בין אירוסין, אלא צוסו. So, the lotion of the Mishnah Berurah is אסו לאסס מחולס וריקודים. Now, the shailer is, or Hashulchan says, it also means to play a piano. Today they have another thing, I don't know how they call it, but, what? Organ. Organ, yeah, what do you play, yeah? So, it's also Asur, yeah? As I said, no Hashulchan. And he said the same thing, you're not allowed to hear someone play. Thus, so Hashulchan. Now, the shailer is, if you're allowed to listen to a tape. We're going now, Behelem, the ganze shir was Megiret, stam, if you're allowed to listen the whole year to tape, Zimra Asura. Because Rav Moshe says that even if the people that are Mekel, Abba Ravada, Nimei Ben HaMetzorim, and Nimei HaSfira, there for sure is more chomor, the Isur, from to listen, Al Tismach Yisrael, Al Gil Bo'ami. So the Shevet HaLevi Rav Ozner, Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, Oruch HaShulchan, and the Igros Moshe say, and Oruch HaYitzchok, that you're not allowed to listen to Nigunim, even in tapes. Yeah, today they call them MP3, but it's all bizarre. The Isur Nishkin Chalois tape is all these electric machines. If I can't understand my MP3, it's even more also, because it sounds much more lemaisadik. Now, what would be if you hear a tape without music? Machlekes poiskes maneinu. What is the machlekes? Hear someone singing, nishta za Isur. I couldn't even behold it. She didn't also lush it. Shaila is if a tape is like a cliche or not. So the Rav Ozner holds it's also the Oznidberu is also. Now okay, and some people are making. Now they made the new Zachen in America, these kind of tapes that is not clay zemer, but people make noises that it sounds like clay zemer. That's it to sound the name even, yeah? So the shaila is, you're allowed to listen or not. So I want to tell you ma'aser. So I already spoke about it years ago. I was maybe two ma'asim I want to say that. And I said, the ma'aser chveis is just yogirech, nishgirech. But I know that I never heard you the shaila from a shiva house if you're allowed to put such a tape on during the shiva. Yeah? Yerushalayim is chored, ma'isim mutav lefolov. So, ha'sikum to Yerushalayim, alef regim, you're allowed to listen to this tape. I said, if a person with his father's nifter had planning to have this tape in the background, he could put it also on Yerushalayim. Ma'ashe'en can hear, ma'isim can Yiddish ha'zach. So, two zach. So first, someone called me up from America. He said, I don't understand, I hear this tape. And in the same place that I hear the shir, when they finish Yeshir, they play this kind of tape. So Chomishkin Shaykhis to the place that Chomishkin Shaykhis to them, so Melech Chomishkin Achayis. But I'll tell you another ma'ase. I want maybe to explain Taki the Pshat, why it's Nish Beseyna. I was flying to America. I'm sitting in the plane. Someone comes over to me, you need some captain? I said, yeah. Okay, he comes with his whole Mishpacha. We want to ask you a shayla. So listen, we listen to the shiur, and we hear it that, you know, you're not allowed to listen to these kind of tapes. It's nish gerech. If a person, his father is nifter, he doesn't put on such a tape. So, Yerushalayim. So there's a gitayna that, you know, all the brothers have tainas on her. So as they were minding in their house. And all the brothers had tainas that they tell them, Vashteinish, Lu Yitzur, a person never knew his father. And his father was nifter, and he has to sit shiva. Could we want to listen to such a tape? So they don't hear the Shaila Genoi. They don't hear the Shaila Genoi. This was the time that they wanted to come to us. So I told them, first, Nish B'Seira, that they feel like this about Beis HaMikdash. But, see, Emes Merfud. Kol HaMis'abil al Yerushalayim Zoyche V'Roye B'Binyono. V'Kol She'Eino Mis'abil Eino Zoyche V'Roye. So at the Tzad L'Moshul, as this tape is called Eino Mis'abil, so if a person listens, it's Eino Zoyche V'Roye B'Binyono. What's this tape, yeah? It's a suffix. A person listens to a tape. Suffix if he will see Bamiya Beis HaMikdash. If he's Misayim Yerushalayim Yubizayich, so if the person came Agirech, I would say suffix Chmir Sakat HaMisur, yeah? No, what's the pshat? about it, a person will say, "I'm in Yerushalayim, you know, I try to cry, the tears don't come out." What's coming down? Yeah? The Talmud says, we have to keep the halachos without the emotions. Our task is to be Yisabel Yerushalayim. And we feel tzach yom, we feel tzach nidah. I promise it's a feel tzach yom. But the mahalach has to be midah firin, kirinu Yisabel Yerushalayim. V'meile, the person says, if I would not know my father, Zayim, it's not shaitet. Don't the halacha to Misabel and Yerushalayim is lo yitzur, you will feel meisim mutav lefonov. You will hear such a music. If you listen to the tape, you're not Misabel and Yerushalayim. The same is Misabel and Yerushalayim. We'll go right. Now, what are we to sing? Stop. They don't want to get together to sing. So Moshe Zalman Oyerbach holds that till Tisha Sayomim you're allowed to sing. Bepe. I'm sorry, I forget. Ander Zogim. Moshe Zalman holds even Bepe not to sing. Sorry. Ander wanted to be matir to sing Bepe because the Mishabur says Rikudim and Mechoiles. Moshe Zalman Oyerbach said even Bepe not to sing. Hold 3 weeks. Again, some achronim hold Pesach Zmanenu that add Tisha Sayomim you're allowed to make a kunzitz. You're allowed to sing together without klishir. You're allowed to make a kunzitz. Shemazamun Erbach holds you're not allowed to. He said even if you're not allowed to, but b'shas the limud you're allowed to sing. Omar Abayi, Omar Rov, you know, b'shas the limud, a nigam Shemazamun holds you're allowed to sing. All the moshul kids in schools, he said, it's not a problem. He said, "Oshirim datake moirer, Oshir aveles yelatu." But in Shabbos, Avada lekula almi yelatu. And the Sheva Baruch is siyum and sudas mitzvah Avada yelatu to sing. Now, Rabbi Yashiv holds that in the Sheva Baruch is or bar mitzvah sudas mitzvah you allowed to sing afilu berekuni v'mecholus. What? No, sudas eru sing. So it's Eros you're not allowed to.
It's not higher than
it's what?
It's not higher than a Siyum.
The Stabler said, B'shum pav in oifenatu, Lamai said the Achor was niskabel that you're allowed to sing and dance, but without clay shoe. Now, a person that is sick, now, here's a big problem, you know? That the halacha is if someone is sick and he needs some music to relax him, classy music under his achen. So the ma'ase till Tisha Sayomim, the poskim hold that you're allowed to. So a lot of bochim claim that they're sick. Yeah, they need to relax. They're sick. I say, Alamo, I don't have a problem, but let me when someone calls for shiduchim to say that you're sick. if you see your room and listens, when someone calls, you have to say he has emotional problems. My guy can't say I have emotional problems. I need to relax. But when someone calls the shidduchim, he wants to know we'll say that he's normal. That's a man of shach. Maybe you have it. Now, what if you go onto the bus and they put on the music? Now, so the shayla is, you have to put something inside your ears? The shayla is, Alamo, you have some people have bad roommates, yeah? Well, I think Megurim take care of it, but I heard there's a lot of bad roommates. And they five voice. No, they heard a tshuva from a chveis. Shoot a lot, the chveis, that you're allowed to listen to music and shleish shavuos. Yes, and they put on a tape loud. Now, you know, it's not to hear a tape. You come into the room and the tape is on. What's to do? You mechuv to Moshe. People speak Lashonori, you mechuv to put something in here, yeah? People say, Nibut Bey, you have to leave it there. Now, later, they put on music. Well, what do you have to do? You have to look? Oh, they say they hold like the shittas that you're allowed to. Well, I'm not talking, Lamed Zchus, yeah? They all like the shittas, you're allowed to listen to the tape. A lot of them, they hear the capella and you don't hear the capella, yeah? Now they pull out this tape. So the Meiser, Moshe Zalman Oyerbach said that in Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that you don't have to put nothing in your ears. Because you're not. Even that you nene, you're not Mechuyev. Was Alam Olashayla was once here in Bnei Yerushalayim, they had a Sashar Bachas with music. And it was Sashar Bachas with music episode. And you heard it outside. It was the shayla if you're allowed to stand outside to listen. They have a heter to sing, but you don't have a heter to listen. Midas Chassidus is for sure to ask the person to close it. Right? Not to say, you know, the roommate left it on and now he left, you know. Like, he puts it on the radio and then you listen, yeah? So avada lekatchile, if you could, avada to meramez de mefi. You know, bedarki sholem, to try to close it. Now, in Kiddush Levana, we spoke last week that there's a chiyuv on the Maaser Akida. So, Rebbe Eliashiv holds that you're allowed to dance Tevim Moiris. The Maaser, our meaning is that we do it anyway after Tisha B'Av. But, anders that machen das before, it's two different minhagim, lefi degoyin. Rebbe Eliashiv holds you're allowed to dance, but some achorim, takei machmir, not to dance. Again, a lot of people start making a tenzu, and they say, get dancing, but people are making the halacha we spoke last week, there's a chiyuv Akida. Now, there's another halacha that people hear a lot of mistake. This is the reason Be'etzim here where we shtick will be maker this time. That is the Isur Shteyt in Mishneh Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Zayin. Toiv Leizor Meloimar Shechiyonu Ben HaMetzorim. Al Pri, Al Mal, Zog de Mishneh Berurah. Ve'av Al Pi She'ovel Mevorech Shechiyonu. Hochem Ipni Shu Zman Puronus, Ein Kedai Leimar Shechiyonu Lazman Hazeh. זאת בגויים, זה חומרי יסעיר, חומרי יסעיר. וטז says more from that, שם היומוס, אני מונה בזכת ידו שחיונו. So the Mishabur says like this, that in Shabbos, Avada, you can make שחיונו, because anyway, some place can hold that you're allowed to do the whole שלוש השבועס, שאין Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. And Rosh Chodesh of, also זאת במשנבור, הרי הוא כשבס. And Motsi Tishbo, the Sharat Shuvah says not to make Shechiyonu also till Chatzos Lemochas.
Even Shabbos doing in 9 days?
What?
Even Shabbos doing in 9 days?
Yeah. To make Shechiyonu. To make Shechiyonu. Now, Zog de Mishneh Berurah, what if a person has a Beged Chodosh? A new Beged. So the halacha is if you have a Beged Chodosh, and in the old days you made Shechiyonu when you bought it, if it was not mitukin, you made shechiyonu when you wore it. So the Mishneh Berurah, you're not allowed to wear it. Mi yotzayim betamuz at Tisha B'Av, because you can't make shechiyonu b'shas alavishin. And again, for the other shittas, you're allowed to make in Shabbos. New clothes that lemoshel you don't make shechiyonu of them. And this is be'etzim today, a lot of clothes, shirts, pants. People don't make shechiyonu today. Socks. So b'meile, you're allowed to wear them till Tisha Sayomim. Tisha Sayomim is another issue. We got the Mechubosim. So, Be'ikar Adin, B'meile, Zok Nebchaim Kanievsky, today that we don't make Shechiyonu kimat on no clothes, maybe on a nice fancy suit or something like that, we make Shechiyonu. So, Be'etzem, we're allowed to buy new clothes during the 3 weeks. There's no reason not to buy them. And there's no reason not to wear them. And more of that, Zok Nebchaim Kanievsky. Even to buy suits, if you're not planning to wear them, while our minig is that we do shechiyonu when we wear, not when we buy, there's no reason not to go shopping during the 3 weeks. Lemaise, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that our minig is not to wear new clothes in the 3 weeks, even without shechiyonu. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is not masking. He says for the same reason we don't do shechiyonu because it's not called simche, so why not to wear it? But the Aruch HaShulchan says, Shechiyonu we don't do, but he says, Lemaisa not to wear it. Lemaisa not to wear it. So again, Avad is no Isu. Rabbi Yashiv holds also, Me'ikar Adin is not, it's a Chumre Yaseirat, it's Aruch HaShulchan, and Me'ikar Adin you're allowed to wear new clothes that are not Mechayim Shechiyonu. So the Moshe, I had remember 5 years ago, someone got married in Yeshiva, he got married Lel Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, of Chassid son. So you can't ask me what the Kala has all different days. A boy has one suit, yeah. That's what I had. But yeah. But the girls have everyday new clothes. So what'll be? She will have 7 shechiyonos. So says she'll make 1 shechiyonu before Shavuos of Tammuz. Meikar Adin, you make shechiyonu when you buy. She'll be chavin to point her all of the clothes. And then she wears it to wear new clothes. It's a chum for Aruch HaShulchan. How many clothes the Kala can be making on that? Now, in the Mekor Chaim state, not to give presents in the 3 weeks. Rosh Hashanah said, maybe in the 9 days. But before the 9 days, for sure, is no problem. And even in the 9 days, he said, for Bar Mitzvah boy in these Achim, there's no problem to give. You know, you go to Bar Mitzvah to give a present. It's not a shayla. He said, the Iker Isur is, he said, it's because it's Mar Chibah. says in Tisha B'Av it's also because it's like She'ila Shor. Yeah, we'll go by it. The Ramos has a chidush in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Dalet. Noyagim lehachmir ala tispoiros. Tomorrow is the last day that Lemaise, the people that shave, could shave before Shivoso, but before the Drei Boch. And the issue starts from the night of Lot Shivoso Betamuz, and Mele even Motzi Shabbos, you're not allowed to shave. And Moshe says, B'Shas Atcha Godl, you're allowed to. Over here is no B'Shas Atcha Godl, because you have to get ready for Shabbos. Someone will be free from jail over Shabbos, so for him, maybe even then, even later, you could be making. Now, our minig is, She'ein Mesaprim Ketanim. Oy Mishum Chinuch, Oy Mishum Agmas Nefesh. So even if they didn't come, so if it's B'Tzav Chinuch, it's only if they Igiya L'Chinuch. But the meaning is that we want to have Agmas Nefesh, so even the little kids that didn't come to Chinuch, we don't give them haircuts. Zog the Mishneh Brura and Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sivkot Peibes that the Bechai Odom Kosav the Letzirich Ketanim Ein Lehachmir Elo B'Shabezu. Lama Zog they have lice, the kids. It's very hard to comb them out, so you're allowed to. Nahainu, a big person has lies, has to work on it, he can't. It's not hard to take a dispersus. But a cotton, if it's the tzerich a cotton, Nahainu, he's messy, he's crying, he's itchy, he's so then, while it's only a chumra be'alme, so in Shavua Shechal B'Tishba, this week we only have one day Shavua Shechal B'Tishba Balein, so Nishna Zeynege. You're allowed to comb yourself. Even if in Shabbos, Lamosh, you're not allowed to comb because here will come out. But it's like the Mishnah Berurah here in the Tisha Sayyamim, they were not machmir on the issue of combing yourself. The Lirabe is machmir, and he says only to comb yourself betzin and not berabim. It's anyway, good zach. But Lemaise, the minig is that you're allowed to comb, and this hair that come out when you're combing, it's not called that you're trying to take off your hair. Now, you have to know sometimes it's kules, I don't want to go into them, a bal bris, Lemaise has a heter, tiftisperis. If someone has to go to be oimed lifnei asar, he has a very important appointment, could be he could shave in the 3 weeks. Speaking of the 3 weeks. There's a famous maise, Mavusta maise, the side over, I was a yid. I remember myself, I saw sometimes the shyness. The person had a very important meeting. He wanted to work, I think, for the FBI, the people that, you know, that try to look after all different secrets in America. And he wanted to get a very big permission, a very big position, though. The kids are, and the date that they made him the, you know, they wanted to make him the head of that branch, yeah. The day of his important meeting came out in the middle of the Drei Wochen. And this guy had a brere, you know, he would look dirty. For sure, when I take him, he's going to meet, you know, for the people, so he found his head of the sheikh. He said, no, head up. The kids, he came in, clean, shaved. They spoke for an hour. They told me, really, very sorry to tell you, but you lost the position. So he asked the guy, you know, I answered all the questions good. You know, I know, I'm already 10 years working for the FBI. I know, you know, tell me why I lost my position. He said, I'll tell you, you know, we wanted to give you this position. But we're very worried, you know, the mice, you're Jewish. And it's a big tzad that you will tell your secrets to the Jewish, you know, Shegibena. Well, how you dwell in Begoy, yeah? So, B'meir, you know all the secrets in Iran, Bam, Zahara, you know, you'll tell to the Jewish people. So, we had a big argument. Some people say, look, you're so royal to America, but that is Choshizai, yeah? And I thought, royal to America, come to the Yidden. So, we didn't know what to do. So, we looked into you, and we found that you're an Orthodox Jew. And we know that you don't shave. These, you know, we got our people to find out all different Orthodox. And they said that Orthodox people don't shave these 3 weeks. And now we see that you shave. The answer is, for positions, you give up on what you believe in. So for money, you'll give up on America also. So man, we don't want you. If you're not royal to yourself, you'll be royal to us. So he lost the position. So it was a good Musa Haskell for Gantz Klal Yisrael. You know, some people try to find a terim. A bachim for sure, then a shiduchim for sure, b'shim panim ha'efen is no heter. For girls, Reb Shlomo Zalman was matir, but you know, there's an ishlo gea tzedot. I'm saying, yeah, no, but that, a bachur comes out of the halachas, you have to know. If a person amol has a daughter, you have to know. Tzedot amolchim, it's a minik from the ramot. And that's an tzerich mitzvah. Shloit yizgan olam, chazal bizah, it's a shulchan aruchim. Sidon, one yeshiva in America, that yeshiva, it goes the other way around. They hold, al pi a chochom that they had, that you're allowed to shave in the 3 weeks. L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. Now, I heard there that if you don't shave, they throw you out of the yeshiva because you mezazel on l'kovet Shabbos. So the guy that don't shave for Shabbos in the 3 weeks, they throw him out of the yeshiva. Because they're not machshav Shabbos. And they're very wichtig in that. Now, the Welt was not mekabel that yeshiva's meaning, yeah? The Welt was not mekabel for a lot of reasons. Now, but I want to explain why l'chur they write. They have a mokah, a furish mokah. Mishnah Berurah shteit et siman tov kuf nun alef, siv kotn lamed beis. Chochma is alamon, not set, yenem is garnished. You're not allowed to lechabes mirosh chodesh. V'chein lekovet Shabbos, you're not allowed to, you know, we paskin that Shavuot Shechal, but you're not allowed to do kibbutz. Zog de Mishnah Berurah, v'chein lekovet Shabbos lo yivshim klei pishtan mechubosim. U'mashmo ima she'omar v'chein, she'gam lekovet Shabbos mutor lechabes b'yom chamishi b'yom shishi. You're allowed to wash lekovet Shabbos, even though it's the din of the Gemara, isu kibbutz ben tisha sayomim, but lekovet Shabbos you're allowed to do kibbutz. ובדרכי מוישה את צרמו, משמע שנוהגו בזה לאיסור. אבל אם אין לו כותנס לשבס, he doesn't have clean clothes for שבס, יש לו הוקר. יש לו הוקר. על דעה כמפשיטה. אבל בתספוירס אוסו. אבל בתספוירס אוסו. We're speaking on the שבוע שחל בו איתי שבאו. רמו מחבד, מחבד מחבד doesn't have the meaning of the רמו that starts 3 weeks. אבל בתספוירס אוסו אפילו לקובד שבס. זה בלאו אוכי, אין רגילים לספר בכל שבוע. אין מי פיפול דונט טייק קייר, זה אבי וויק. אבל זאת משנה בורה ואני פיניש את זה, אבל פליז לוק אין הבירה הלוכה. זה ציווי. זאת אומרת בירה הלוכה. אין מי שבשבוע שכסתם לי לתספוירס דה אוסו. והנה המוגן אברהם אביב בשם הגויס אושרי. ומאור זרוע. עיינתי מאור זרוע בלכתי שבו. וזה לשון. חמישי מותור מקובד השבס, מותור עם לחבס. אבל לספר בחמישי אוסו. והנה המעיין בירושלמי לפנינו על התספוירס הושבו. כי לפי העניין מוכר שם להפך, התספוירס מותר בחמישי בשבס. לצורך עיון גול, אליים החלו של הבקבי עגר שהביא גם כן בשם התספוירס, דקביסו ותספוירס שניהם שווים לעוקר. אז זאת אומרת בעצם, אז משהו את עצמותה. What is the side to answer? Because אין רגילים לספר. Zogter, this is good on taking a haircut. Shaving, that regilim to shave every week, it's not covered Shabbos, and mainly you're allowed to even be Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. So let me tell you, we are machmir on Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. Oh, but to be doicher ha'alochi because of minig? Stand to machmir zayin, and mezal zayin me'covered Shabbos? But a guy doesn't shave, they throw him out of the yeshiva. זה שולחן ערוך, שים את תוף קוף נון אלף. למעשה, חסם ספר שטייט על זה בידם. אבל it doesn't change. אבל בדפיס, תוף קוף נון אלף, הגויס חסם ספר. שתבואו את רוזן ברינגם דאון. מוגן אברהם, אין רגילס לספר, וניקר האבילס אם יסתפר בכל שבס. ומכל מקום נראה לי דגידול סארויס הזוקון, שבזמן הזה שהוא ניבול גודל מאוד, have a beard is ניבול גודל חסם ספר, אין לי כחסם ספר, יא? יש לו דונה כמי שתוקפי האבילס. ומצאו בזה שום כולה כגוי להכניס ולהיציא הטינק של מוגן אברהם, יש לו הרגש שיקצץ מריבוי סארץ. So Avada, he doesn't say the shave, but he says that if it's a gidul azokin sheyeshbo nivul, so I don't know if he meant that shaving or he meant that the beard is bigger, but he says shebizman hazeh is a nivul in a zokon. So Avada, if a person has, he says he has a tziruf, a kvata, aber steht klar that ein regilus is safa b'chol shavua, b'meil it's not the kovet Shabbos. B'meil it's zokin, but be'etzem lu yutziru bizman hazeh is a chisar the kovet Shabbos, it's a eta. But so, Lemaisa it was not Niskabel. Lemaisa Ar Rabboni Paskin Avada Natu. And by us, if someone shaves, we throw him out. So, Lechabot, the heter of shaving would have treffen a heter, get ish to rein to them. So, Lechabot, I don't know. Now, a person has a sofam that is ma'akev, the hair goes in, that is ma'akev him to eat, the Mishnah Berurah says that he's allowed to cut it off. But Shavuah Shechal Boy, if it's not really disturbing him, for sure not to cut his mustache. Now, to cut your nails, so, in Lemaisa, the Askomas HaPoiskim, it's a big shayla, Lemaisa, Askomas HaPoiskim, that in the 3 weeks you're allowed to cut nails. Avada lekavod Shabbos, but even without lekavod Shabbos, in the 9 days is a machlekes. And ma'ase shavu shechal boi b'machbir, shavu shelev b'chal. So this year the ma'ase is not so nagia anyway. Now, as another halacha, to do trips. Zog de mokar chaim tzorich li'imona mileilich b'mekoyim esakone v'kadoyim. Avada, the 3 weeks, you're not allowed to go to Moshe to the Shtachim. This is Pasha. You're not allowed to go there. I'm saying, Nochabal, could we, but Abba, Belavoch, you're not allowed to go there. I don't know the Kashras, the Hatha Mechira. But it's the Isu to go to a dangerous place. It's a Halacha. And again, we're speaking in places that Me'ikar Adin you're allowed to go. If it's Bamash Pekoach Nefesh, you're not allowed to go. And in these places stay, that in 9 days you're not allowed to go. The Stipler didn't let his kids to go to swim in Bnei Brak. People go to the ocean Friday afternoon. It doesn't stir the day. So the meaning was in Bnei Brak, Bilvad, people went Friday afternoon a little bit during the summer to rest on the beach a little bit in the Kashra beach. The type of didn't let his Eniklach and his kids to go Shloshes. He said, Drei Wochen, it's dangerous. He said, it's Mutar Me'ikar Adin, aber Itra Sakone. Some say also Rabbi Yashim. The ma'aseh, the veld is makel, but in kula am, it's a swimming pool you're allowed to go. An ocean has more danger than a swimming pool.
9 days?
What?
9 days also got a swimming pool?
No, 9 days is different. It's a rechitza. It's a rechitza. Now, this dechemet brings down from the past ha-shulchon, it's given to our rov in Yerushalayim. Osu askomo v'takono b'koyach toroseinu ha-kdoisho. Shimiyoyim yudzayim b'tamuz ha-tishibov lo yeylech shum bar Yisrael לטייל בגנוס ובפרדסים על שפס היום והנור. So, כלל ישראל, גדול לישראל, מידע תקונו מכך התרע הקדושו, no trips. I don't know how these camps come from America and make trips. So, יש אויס גהלט. No vos. עלינו בחורים say that למעשה, הם שתבואו נה בבורדל. So, they say that if a person needs it, you know, I'm all a little bit, you know, Shmuel Anovi, Kuznetayim a little bit. But to make a real trip, it's like maybe kids, you know, off the down from America, you bring them here, you have to give them a trip. But I'm saying, it's time to do a trip. Yiskimu b'kech t'yoseinu ha'kdoisho, there's no trips. But again, it's time to go to a trip. Want to go away for Shabbos, a little bit for a trip. Too late, this is the last Shabbos. Also the time. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Ches, Velo Yaku HaTalmidim Bayomim Ahem. You're not allowed to hit the Talmidim. For sure, Mishnah Berurah says, not only with a stick you're not allowed to hit, even with, when I was a kid, the Rebbe hit with a stick. I don't know. We were hitting a stick. Mishnah Berurah says, not only with a stick you're not allowed to hit, you're not allowed to hit even with a Ritzua, like with a belt. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not only the Rebbe to the Talmid, the father to the son also. But Kal v'chomer ben b'nei she Kal v'chomer, that a bacher is not allowed to hit another bacher. And there's a lot of ma'aseh, why it's a sekonde. Now, the Buchacho says that a Rebbe is allowed to hit with his hands in the 3 weeks. Only a stick in a ritzur is dangerous. But the hand is not so bad. But if a bochim is also with a hand, I'm not speaking on bad bochim, that's not beating up, this is about a treif. But a person has to know, even in a joke, even in a game, the shit is a sakone. There's a lot of stories of sakone that happens. Maizel Primigolim says that even a Rebbe will not hit, even with a hand. Now, the coolest, I'm saying today they don't hit so much anymore, so it's not known again, this Hemshech. But the Vel says in the house there's a mezuzah, there's a cooler if you hit in the hands, in the feet, not in the face. The Stibler was very machmir. The Stibler was very, very machmir not to hit his kids. The Gemara says, that Shlomi HaMelech says that his mother tied him to a stick. And she would hit him with her tzura. So the Mishnah says, this is the way the Gedolim grew. But the Stibler was marked not to hit during the 9 days. We'll stop here.